Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Good afternoon. We moved obviously on very quickly last night and into this morning into Detroit. We're focused on that. Certainly, we'll game plan for the rest of the day. Put all of our game planning in today. All situations. Players will come in tomorrow. We'll have multiple meetings and multiple walkthroughs to try to get through all phases. And then we'll leave on Wednesday, get over to Detroit, and game will be here very quickly. So I'll leave it open to questions.
Mark, either Riggs or Fuller, either one season ending or how serious?
Right now they're just it's an ongoing situation today, and as we gather information and all I can do is leave it at that, and we'll see where things are tomorrow.
Coach, the game yesterday, not a lot of shots were taken down the field. Was that by design, or was that just how you guys reacted?
I think a lot of it was circumstances, Dan. I'm not going to go into it any more than that. We had some opportunities. We had some penalties that disrupted a lot of that, and you're correct. We didn't go up the field as much as we would have liked to.
What did you learn? Last year you played a Thursday night game. What was your approach last year, and was that tweaked at all this year just from?
No, we went at it. We had a formula for that. I said that last week, a formula for our preparation and how we go about doing with our players, and we'll stick with that this week.
Did you kind of slowly put in a little bit of the game plan last week for this game? What's the
Our focus last week was totally on Tampa, and now we've got to compartmentalize it all into the 2 days. And that's what we'll do, putting it, formatting it today and putting it tomorrow with the players.
Did you have some assistance working ahead a little bit?
We have a little bit of that going on, certainly, to get us started. We've got familiarity with Detroit, a divisional opponent, and off-season studies and things like that. So we're familiar with them, certainly. But most of our attention, as I said last week, went to Tampa Bay, and now it's obviously entirely on Detroit.
Is it harder for the guys on their bodies this week or mentally?
Well, I think it's a combination. They've got to certainly get their rest. Most of these guys have been used to doing this type of thing, so they already have kind of a professional plan on how they go about doing it, and we've talked to them about that as well, rest and hydrating and fueling and everything else that they need to do to get ready, and we try to help them along as much as we can when they're in the building.
Mark, the penalties on the wide receivers, which is kind of unusual, is that on them, or were the circumstances there?
We know we had individual breakdowns relative to penalties and the pre-snap penalties yesterday. We did.
Is there anything you can do at this point in the season to clean that up?
We're just going to go back to work and focus on those things. We're going to be playing in the noise. It's going to add to the issues that we have. Certainly, we got to be prepared for that, and that's what we'll do. We got to focus in on snap counts. We didn't do that yesterday.
A lot of the young guys on defense are.
I'm sorry, I'll get you both. Go, Larry, here.
A lot of the young guys on defense are making plays, Demontre Hurst, Cornelius Washington, David Best. How much does that help them in the future in terms of?
No doubt. I mean, they're getting practical playing time in crunch time situations. And, the good part about what you're seeing is the result of our veterans working together with them, spending time with them one-on-one and in meetings when the coaches aren't around as well. So we got some good mentorship going on, and certainly those guys in the back end who made some plays, as I said yesterday, was a result of, a very good pass rush yesterday, which on the front lines helped the back line, certainly back in.
Do you look at those penalties as a one thing that's really maybe stalled the offense because you're getting in long down situations and maybe takes the running game out a little bit sometimes?
Yeah, it's been part of part of the issues that we've had. Certainly the penalties, things that we can control, are the things that we've got to continue to work on and will, in various ways. As those are the things that take away from your opportunity to move the football, stay in sequence, do the things you want to do with your entire offense. And when you're in sequence and you're not hurting yourself, certainly you have opportunities to do more things.
Your assessment of Christian Jones yesterday, obviously got a little bit more time in nickel after
last. Basically what I saw out there is what I've seen. I had a chance to go through the tapes very quickly early today. But he's stepping up. He's running to the football. We see the growth in practice. The learning curve is getting much better. But he's he's part of this young group of guys we have that are getting opportunities and making the most of it. Well, I think just the learning process of playing the game and learning his position. You know, the more he is able to know, understand what he's supposed to do, the faster he can play and the more aggressive he can be. So it starts in the classroom, and then the reps on the practice field, and then assimilating that onto the football field. He's getting opportunities and he's making the most of it.
What did you think of
Jay's game? Overall, I thought that our whole offense was. Just very, very poor early because of the mistakes that we made. What was a positive was the way we came out in the second half and took advantage of the turnovers and got the ball in the end zone. I think that was the positive part of the day for Jay and our entire offense, that we were able to push it in. Everybody was taking turns. It wasn't what we wanted it to be. We got out of sync. We hung in there, and again, defensively, getting the turnovers and being able to push the ball into the end zone was the most favorable part of the day offensively for Jay and for all of us.
You think you got a little boost from the special teams unit yesterday?
No doubt. I thought our number it's a good point. Our coverage teams were good. Pat, I thought, punted the ball very well, except for the last couple. We wanted to make sure we kept the ball away from Thigpen and he didn't put himself in a position to make a big play. But, I thought his punting was good. Robbie's going to make the kicks. And we covered better with a lot of young guys. And that was significant. We were able to win the special teams battle. Mariani, too, as well, just being productive in terms of catching the ball in his first game back.
Why do you think Thursday games have been so goofy this year?
I haven't really paid attention to them. I've just paid attention to our games. And the fact that we do have experience playing on Thursday night, we've done it a couple of occasions last year. We have a plan to go about and get ready for it. And I know our guys are excited. They'll be excited coming in tomorrow to get ready.
At the very end of the first half yesterday, there was a penalty on the kickoff. What were the options?
The only option was the penalty. And it would have been a first down with a 15-yard penalty, so I elected not to do that. I think it was from the 26-yard line to run one more play from the 26.
So the re-kick wasn't
It wasn't part of them, yes.
Mark, what stood out the most about the defense the last 2 weeks? It seemed early in the season, a number of players talked about trying to find an identity. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like they've started to do that?
I'm not going to go there. I do feel like we're getting very good effort from the guys up front. We've mixed up our rushes. We're getting some 5- and 6-man rushes, some good 4-man rushes. Guys are playing hard. And working together, there's continuity between what's going on up front and the back end, and we'll continue to get stressed. I mean, this will be a great challenge for us this week. We're back in Detroit, certainly a talented offense with talented players and at skill positions. So that'll be a big test for us on the surface Thursday in Detroit, and we'll see a lot more about where we are.
Marco, back to Dan's question in the first half.
Excuse me.
Well, what's going through your mind as a head coach? What are the pros and cons taking a shot and running that one last play before the half?
Overall, I just thought it was in the best interest of our team at that point in time to not go into one play from, I think it was the 26-yard line. I thought it was in the best interest of our team to get off the field, get in the locker room, and move forward with the day.
The punt at the very end of the game, did you tell
him to kick it out of bounds? I think that's a competitive thing. I'm going to leave that to myself and to Joe.
Did the pass rush that you were seeing early on affect any of your play calling or your game planning? Because it seemed like they were controlling the line of scrimmage clearly for the first two quarters of the game.
It was hard to find out whether they were or they weren't, because we couldn't get in any kind of sequencing going. We couldn't get any first downs. We had some drops and some penalties. We were behind the chain. Certainly, there was an effective pass rush, certainly. But we felt like we could get that under control and move forward. We never really got an opportunity to do that because we continued to stop ourselves along the way. And I don't want to disrespect them, because they're a very good front and one that should be respected. But that's how I see it.
Mark, for as long as you coach offense in the NFL or just in football, is jump-starting this offense, especially early, is that any more problematic or challenging at this point than – I mean, is this that unusual of a situation for you to deal with at this point?
Well, I think it's been disturbing that we haven't been able to move the ball the way we would like to move the ball early in games. That's a fact, just based on on where we've been over the last 5 and 6 weeks, no doubt about it. But we got another opportunity on Thursday to move forward, and we're going to do everything we can to get that done. It's not what we want.
If Fuller's unable to go, is Al the next guy?
Well, Al played a lot yesterday, as you saw, and it got significant playing time. We'll see where Kyle is, and we'll work through that as we don't have as much time, obviously, or practice time, but we'll work for that. But certainly Al was able to go in there yesterday and step up and make some plays when they were needed.
What have you seen in him in a couple game action?
Again, he's competitive. He's been physical. He's gone in there and tackled. And he's competed and gone hip to hip with some good receivers during the times that he's played. It goes back to New England when he got some playing time as well. So, again, another young guy working in there is long, got good speed, very young. Obviously, just turned 21 a few weeks ago. So, we're excited about him, and he'll continue to get work in practice and have opportunities in the game.
Have restored some confidence in general?
I don't know. We're so focused on the next one. I think that what we've seen the last couple weeks is a team that's been down in both games and been able to come together and move forward, get on to the next play, really admit the mistakes that they've had, come to terms with that and move forward and find ways to win a game. And I think that's certainly a positive. It's something that certainly is usable as we move forward, but more importantly, we got to play better, and that's where we're really headed. Is we've got to continue to work to play better and play mistake-free football.
Is your life any different the next couple of days? Do you sleep less than ordinarily, or anything like that? Because it's a short
week. It's just part of the job. Yeah. You know, we do whatever we have to do collectively as a staff to be able to. You know, give the players everything they need to go out there and have success on Thursday, and that's what we're working to do.
What's the challenge of keeping it simplified, knowing they can only process so much in it?
Well, it's a challenge, but it's something that it's universal throughout the league. Everybody's playing Thursday night games. We've all had experience in putting game plans together and knowing, you know, how much information the guys can handle going into a game without practice time. So we put that into play, you know, and we communicate with our players as well. If there's things in there that are that could be troubling, we certainly talk about as a staff, because we want them to be able to go out there and play fast and not have to think, and at least keep thinking at a minimum, and be able to go out there and play. So that's everything we're doing today is designed to put a plan in tomorrow that they can handle and function in, get on a plane the next day and go play a game.
What stands out about Detroit to you at this point?
Well, I just gotten started on it, but obviously their pass rush. I mean, going into this week, they were number one in the league in defense, I think, in run and pass are close to it at the top, and very, very good pass rush. Their back end is playing very well in continuity. You know, we know what they have talent wise offensively, and we know that they haven't opened it up the last 3 weeks, and it hasn't happened for them. That'll be a challenge for us coming into Thanksgiving for our defense, knowing, you know, where their offense is right now, and knowing that they're close to, you know, wanting to break things wide open as well, and we got to do the same thing offensively. We got to find a way to move the football against a very good defense. So that's kind of where we started today, and we know that going in, and we're excited about the challenge.
Are they similar to you guys in that fact that you look at the offensive skill and then maybe the lack of production?
I don't know that they're similar. I know that they've had a hard time scoring the last few weeks. We've scored the last few weeks, not to the extent that we wanted to. So you can look at it any way you want. We're just trying to focus on what we can do better, and that is to be more consistent on offense, and to use opportunities to make plays. And we need to do that from start to finish. We haven't done that the last couple weeks. We finished, but we haven't started the way we'd like.
Jake, the completion of Marty rolling out, did you get him outside the pocket as much as you wanted to?
We were so out of sequence because of in the first half, we didn't get as much opportunity to do that. We did it a couple times. We hit Marty in the flat on one, and Marty made a nice catch on the over route on the other one. So certainly we didn't, I don't know that we were going to run it anymore, but we were out of our game plan, or out of sync with our game plan, in the first half. In the second half, we were fortunate. We had some short, we had the short fields because of turnover and the one drive. Pretty good field position yesterday. Didn't take advantage of it early, but we're able to get it in the end zone in the second half, and that was a positive offensively for us.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.